It's interesting. The owner of this company and I have conversations all the time about words and how important they are and how they can be perceived. As Linda Lynch and I were talking before the break, and Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group and a fine supporter of this program and all of our computer needs. When we were interviewing David Harns, who is the Ingham County chair for the Mitt Romney campaign, your perception was that I was a white male and a Mitt Romney supporter, and I'm neither of those. I don't support any candidate on this program, but it's interesting how things can be perceived.
It is.
Or how people can line you up as would work best for them, perhaps.
Perhaps, yes. People make their own assumptions.
So, just to make it clear, we are not supporting any campaign on this program, but we are making efforts to make sure that we talk with all the campaigns so that they can have a voice. Who are you voting for? Do you know?
I won't be voting on Tuesday.
No. All right. Never
How's
mind
that?
I asked Representative Hamill, who's a Democrat, who he's voting for, and he got a pretty big chuckle out of that. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Couple quick questions for you. I love it when I get emails. First of all, I've had some inquiries about folks who have businesses, know they need help, but wonder if they can afford the services that KI provides, and more specifically, upgrading and a regular technical support. And what do you tell folks who ask that question?
What we would tell folks that are questioning that is that they may not understand the cost of not upgrading and not getting regular maintenance on their systems. So if you have a machine that's 4 or 5 years old, it's not performing the way you really need for it to perform. It may be locking up, causing your staff to have to shut it down and boot it back up, and that's costing them time. And if they use that time to maybe, you know, go to an area where there's other people and start a conversation, then they may be giving up a lot more time than it would just take to resolve the immediate issue. You may also be spending money resolving issues that you shouldn't be resolving. With what computers cost today, sometimes it's a lot more cost effective to replace it than it is to fix the one you've already got. So I think if they really get a handle on what they're actually spending by not upgrading, they'll find out that the upgrade is a lot less costly than they think it is.
We were just talking with Trumaine Phillips, who is with Prima Civitas, and he was talking about an effort to launch a gig U, if you will, making sure that everyone has access to 1 gigabyte broadband. How important is that from your perspective?
I think that's important as things start to move more to the cloud. That's going to become more and more important. And businesses are going to need high-speed internet connections in order to take advantage of all the things that are available to them. Not having a high-speed connection, if that meant that they couldn't take advantage of something that a competitor could in another community, then that will put them at a disadvantage. So it's going to be important that they have access to high-speed connections and that it's affordable access.
Linda, from your experience, is it very costly for companies to make that available to us as customers?
Sure. I mean, if they have to run new connections, new fiber to new areas, that's very, very costly. If enough people sign up for it once they get the fiber run, then, you know, they'll get their costs back. But making that initial connection, they're taking a risk that they'll run that and then no one will connect.
When businesses and individuals have problems with slow internet access, is that more, from your experience, is it more the fault of your laptop or your computer, or is it your service?
It could be anything. I mean, it could be, depending on the type of internet connection you have now. If you have a cable internet connection, which a lot of people do because those can be very fast connections, but if you have a lot of people in your area, that are using the cable connection. And as we all start streaming audio and video, that puts a bigger demand on the connection. So depending on who else is using it in your area for that type of connection, it can slow your service down. So that could be one thing. It could also be problems with your computer. It could be problems with your network. So the problem could be internal to your company network, if that's what we're talking about, or your home network even. Sometimes a device on the network that's not behaving properly can cause problems and bring everything to a crawl. So it's really hard to give one answer to that question. It could be a lot of different things.
From your experience, what's the fastest?
What's the fastest? Mm-hmm. Well, the fastest connection would be a fiber connection. I wish that I had one. After that, some cable connections can be fast. We in our office, we have a cable connection and a T1. We use the cable connection for most of what we do and use the T1 for our phone system.
So are you like us? Sometimes you go, it's taking too long to get me to where I want to go.
Sometimes.
All right, Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. And if folks in business need help, where do they go?
They can give me a call at 333-6540, or they can visit kitechnologygroup.com.
KI Technology Group takes care of all of our computer needs, not only here in the studio, but at our home office, and we appreciate you for that. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too, Tony.